The unexpected Jesus, the urgency of God's invitation. Today we're going to explore a verse that speaks to the urgency of seeking God, Isaiah chapter 55 verse 6. It says, "Seek the Lord while you can find him, call on him while he is near." This is a divine invitation for every one of us to draw near to God, not later, not tomorrow, but right now. The unexpected Jesus often appears in moments when we least expect him. But there's one thing the Bible teaches us clearly. When God invites, we must respond without delay. Today we'll unpack this verse and see how Jesus, the unexpected Lord, calls us to seek him now with our whole hearts. The urgency of seeking God now. Isaiah 55 verse 6 begins with this command, "Seek the Lord while you can find him." The Hebrew word used here for seek is darash, which means to diligently search, to seek with care. This isn't a casual pursuit, it's an intentional, passionate longing for God. Isaiah's plea is urgent. There's a window of opportunity where we can find the Lord, and that window isn't open forever. This sense of urgency is echoed by Jesus himself in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. "Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need." Jesus is telling us to prioritize our pursuit of God. Don't wait, don't get distracted by the cares of the world. Imagine walking through a forest just before a storm hits. You see the dark clouds approaching, and you know you need to find shelter quickly. You don't casually stroll, you hurry with purpose. That's how we should seek the Lord, with urgency, knowing that tomorrow isn't guaranteed. God is near, don't miss the moment. Isaiah 55 verse 6 continues, "Call on him now while he is near." The word near in Hebrew is karov, which means close by, within reach. What a powerful truth. God isn't distant or unavailable. He's near. He's with us today, right now. But that nearness requires a response from us. Jesus echoes this when he says in John chapter 14 verse 23, "All who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with each of them." Jesus promises that he and the Father will be near to those who respond to him, but we must open the door of our hearts. Pastor and author A.W. Tozer once said, "God is looking for those with whom he can do the impossible. What a pity that we plan only the things we can do by ourselves." God is near, ready to act in your life, but you must call on him. In our busyness, it's easy to miss the nearness of God. We get distracted by work, family, and life's pressures. But the unexpected Jesus calls us to put aside those distractions and call on him now. The time is now, not later. God's invitation, a limited window of opportunity. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 6 implies something profound. The opportunity to seek and find God won't last forever. There is a divine urgency to this invitation. Just as seasons change and windows of opportunity open and close, so too does our time to respond to God's call. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 1 warns us, "Don't brag about tomorrow, since you don't know what the day will bring." We don't know what tomorrow holds. God gives us today, this moment, to seek him. Think of a train station. The train is there, the doors are open, and the invitation is clear: get on board. But if you hesitate, the train leaves, and the opportunity is gone. God is calling us now. Don't miss the train of his grace. Jesus, the ultimate expression of God's nearness. Finally, Isaiah 55 verse 6 points us to Jesus, the ultimate expression of God's nearness. Jesus is Emmanuel, which means God with us. In him, God came near, offering salvation, grace, and new life to everyone who seeks him. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 15 says, "Today, when you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts as Israel did when they rebelled." Jesus speaks to us today. Will we soften our hearts and seek him, or will we turn away? Tim Keller, a well-known Christian author, once said, "The gospel is this: we are more sinful and flawed in ourselves than we ever dared believe. Yet at the very same time, we are more loved and accepted in Jesus Christ than we ever dared hope." Jesus has come near to us in our brokenness. He is waiting for us to respond. In conclusion, the urgency of God's invitation. Isaiah 55 verse 6 calls us to seek the Lord now. God is near, but he won't always be. There's an urgency to this invitation, a divine window of opportunity that we must not miss. Let's not assume we'll have tomorrow. Today is the day to call on God, to seek him with our whole hearts. What is it that's holding you back from seeking God with urgency today? Is it fear, distraction, or procrastination? Today, the unexpected Jesus stands before you, inviting you into a deeper relationship with him. Don't wait. Call on him now while he is near. If you've never made the decision to follow Jesus, this is your moment. God is near to you, inviting you to seek him and to find life in Christ. John 3:16 reminds us, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." If you're ready to make that decision today, don't wait. Pray with me now. Heavenly Father, thank you for drawing near to us. Help us to respond to your call, to seek you with urgency and with all our heart. Thank you for the gift of today and the promise of salvation through Jesus. For those seeking you for the first time, we pray that they would find you now and receive your grace in Jesus' name. Amen. May you truly be transformed by the truth of God's word. God bless.